morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago, today in 1947, a team at Bell Telephone Laboratories developed the first practical transistor, a small solid-state device that could amplify and switch electrical signals and replace fragile vacuum tubes. That breakthrough sparked a revolution in electronics, enabling smaller, faster, and more reliable devices, from radios to computers, and laying the foundation for today's digital world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 2 feet. Conditions are clean early on, thanks to offshore winds at 8 miles per hour. By midday, expect the waves to stay around 2 feet, but become choppy as the wind shifts to sideshore at 9 miles per hour. Tide is steady with no significant changes expected. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 1.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the offshore wind is 8 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 10 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just after 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Choppy conditions dominate Wednesday with waves at 2 to 3 feet, building to 4 to 6 feet later in the day. Thursday sees fair conditions with waves ranging from 2 to 4 feet, but remains choppy throughout. Friday brings a notable increase in size, with waves reaching 6 to 8 feet and improving to fair conditions in the afternoon. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 60 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:52. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today with a chance of rain showers after 10 a.m. at a high near 64, along with a gentle southeast wind at 5 to 15 mile per hour. Tonight, expect rain showers remaining cloudy with a low around 59 and a brisk southeast wind at 15 to 20 mile per hour, gusting up to 25 mile per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be wet with showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m. and continuing through the day, some storms producing heavy rain and 2 to 3 inches possible, with a high near 65 and a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. Showers and a few storms continue Wednesday night into Christmas Day with lows near 61 and highs near 63. Then rain showers linger Thursday and Friday before drying to a mostly sunny Saturday with highs near 60 and cool nights in the upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the South Bay Union School District has announced plans to permanently close 3 elementary schools, including Sunny Slope Elementary School and Berry Elementary School, due to significant enrollment declines exceeding 40% in the past 15 years. Community opposition emerged strongly at a recent school board meeting where the resolution was passed unanimously. Vanessa Barrera, president of the Southwest Teachers Association, emphasized that every student should have access to a public school in their neighborhoods, warning that closures could adversely affect students and the broader community. Superintendent Jose Espinoza acknowledged the need for facility improvements and cited declining enrollment as a justification for the closures, which are subject to further review. Now on to sports. The Kansas City Chiefs will be moving from Missouri to a Dome Stadium in Kansas in 2031, as confirmed by Governor Laura Kelly and team owner Clark Hunt. The new stadium, projected to cost $3 billion, will be located in Wyandotte County, while the team headquarters will be in Olathe, Kansas. Lieutenant Governor David Tolland called it the largest economic win in Kansas history. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell emphasized that this public-private partnership will enhance the Chiefs' legacy and benefit the region. The Chiefs have played in Kansas City, Missouri, since 1963, marking a significant shift in the NFL landscape. And last night, on Monday Night Football, Brock Purdy threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, and Dee Winters returned an interception of Phillip Rivers' final pass 74 yards for a score, leading the San Francisco 49ers to a 48-27 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Purdy completed 25 of 34 passes for 295 yards with one interception. Christian McCaffrey rushed 21 times for 117 yards and caught 6 passes for 29 yards and 2 scores. The 49ers have won 5 straight games, staying in the chase for the NFC top seed. Rivers was 23 of 35 for 277 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. In local sports, Denzel Perryman, the linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers, has been suspended for 2 games without pay by the NFL due to repeated violations of player safety rules. This suspension follows a helmet-to-helmet hit during the Chargers' recent victory over the Dallas Cowboys. Coach John Harbaugh expressed hope that the circumstances would be considered during the appeal process. Perryman's agent has confirmed that he will indeed appeal the suspension. With crucial games ahead, the Chargers aim to secure the AFC West title, making Perryman's absence particularly impactful for San Diego area fans. In top news, the Trump administration abruptly recalled nearly 30 career ambassadors at U.S. embassies around the world, according to multiple officials familiar with the matter, in a move that senior officials said aims to better align the State Department with the president's foreign policy agenda. Ambassadors were told to return to Washington, giving them until mid-January to vacate their posts. The mass recall, coupled with numerous top-level overseas posts already sitting empty, is without modern historic precedent. At least 13 U.S. ambassadors from Africa were recalled, including from Burundi and Nigeria, alongside several in Europe and Asia. Concerns arise about the safety and well-being of diplomatic personnel overseas without seasoned leadership. In business news, U.S. officials have banned new drones made in China, sparking outrage among pilots. The Federal Communications Commission prohibited all drones and critical components from major Chinese manufacturers DJI Technology and Otto Robotics, citing national security concerns. The ban does not affect existing models in stores or already purchased. Many American drone pilots are hoarding products, fearing the loss of their livelihoods, as DJI accounts for up to 90% of the market. DJI expressed disappointment in the decision, arguing that concerns about its data security lack evidence. The ban poses a significant threat to many small businesses reliant on Chinese-made drones. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under 3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. At 15 years old, Belgian researcher Laurent Simons earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree in quantum physics from the University of Antwerp. He aims to enhance human biology to build longer, healthier lives. His research focuses on Bose polarons in superfluids and super solids. Simons has been recognized as the youngest doctoral recipient in Belgium, completing high school at 8, and a 3-year bachelor program in just 18 months. His thesis examines the behavior of impurities in supersolids, which supports unusual excitations. Simons plans to pursue a second doctorate in medical science with artificial intelligence, prioritizing rigorous clinical evidence. Entertainment news. Steve Zahn believes Anaconda is the movie we need right now, emphasizing that it offers a refreshing dose of comedy in today's world. In a recent interview, he humorously dismissed claims that he was ever a serious contender for the role of Walter White in Breaking Bad, stating, "I think Cranston is lying." Zahn, along with Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Thando Newton, portrays characters who risk everything to fulfill their childhood dream of making an Anaconda reboot. He describes the film as medicine for audiences, adding that it is both action-packed and laugh-out-loud funny. Anaconda opens in theaters on December 25th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Restlessness is discontent, and discontent is the first necessity of progress. Show me a thoroughly satisfied man, and I will show you a failure." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.